Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, April 17th, 2024, a Wednesday. Stand up for your country. So the stock market is annoying, up and down, in and out. Don't do anything. You know, I can't give you direct financial advice, but I can kind of guide. Just let it play out. It's going to be up and down the whole year. Here's something interesting. The market, Wall Street, wants Trump to win the election. He wants, that industry wants Trump to be president. Not everybody. There's these crazy CEOs, you know them, particularly in the media companies. But Trump is a supply side guy. All right. So if he's elected, it's lower taxes, more money in circulations. Consumers feel that they can buy bigger things, that kind of a thing. And that's why Trump did well the first time around economically. Biden is a big government regulation guy, and the street doesn't really like that because it's all capitalism there. All right. So when the polls show that Trump is going ahead, the stock market is likely to go up, and the reverse is true. If Biden pulls ahead, then you're going to see it go down. All it is of course, temporary. Now, if Biden wins again, I expect a huge reaction from Wall Street. Not good, by the way. But I could be wrong. I mean, it's impossible to really predict. The campaign is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there are some things that are quite clear and are not going to change. And you know me, I mean, I'm a big mouth and I put myself on the line, but I'm 90% right about what I tell you. And there will be no presidential debate this year. And Joe Biden's people aren't going to put him up there. Here's how crazy it is. So I'm on Hannity's radio program today, and he's talking about Iran and Israel. And I disagree a little bit with Hannity on how Israel should come back to Iran. And I'm going to play that for you tomorrow because we're stacked tonight. But in the process, I said, you had the prime minister of Iraq in the White House on Monday with the president of the United States, and they did not hold a press conference on Iran. And Iraq is right next door, historically an enemy to Iran. And Iran bombs Israel on Saturday, and less than 2 days later, you don't even hold a press conference. In addition, Biden, as we reported, had to read off a card what he and the prime minister of Iraq talked about. He couldn't even remember what the conversation was 10 minutes ago. So this is just staggering. You think that Biden's going to get up there for a 90-minute debate with Trump? There's no way on earth. So that's not going to happen. Number two, both candidates will say anything, anything at all. Doesn't matter if it's true. It doesn't matter. All right, those days are gone. Political people will just say stuff. They don't care if it's true. Now, here's a good example. Yesterday in Scranton, the president of the United States made a few remarks. Go.
We've opened more campaign offices because of you all than he doesn't have opened any that I'm aware of. I'm not being facetious. We're also in a situation where we're in a position that we're generating a paid staff that's significant. And we're growing in every state. I've been to every single of the toss-up states so far. And guess what? If you knock anybody who knows anything about polling, it's awful hard to poll these days. Because, no, I'm serious. But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're ahead in 35 polls.
Well, guess what? And I'm not being facetious. No, you're not. That's totally ridiculous. And we fact-checked it, and it wasn't even close. You want to know the truth? Here's the truth. And this is taken from Real Clear Politics, which tracks every single presidential poll. Just go to realclearpolitics.com, see for yourself. So, since February 21st, Biden leads Trump in 12 national polls head-to-head. Trump leads Biden in 19, and four are toss-ups. So, Biden is not ahead. Never has been ahead, never will be ahead in 35 individual polls unless some crazy thing happens, which is certainly true, could happen. So Biden is going to say this stuff because he knows he's not going to get fact-checked by the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Network News. He doesn't care what I say, all right? He doesn't care what the anti-Biden media says. And I'm part of the anti-Biden media, and I don't even want to be there. I don't even want to be part of any media movement. I just want to be independent, but I can't be pro-Biden. He's the second worst president in our history. And when my book comes out September 10th, we'll prove that. Okay? It's not even hard to prove. All right, as far as the campaign is concerned, no debate. They'll say whatever they want. And Trump will say whatever he wants to. I don't care. He's not fact-checking himself. So we have conventions, Republican July 15th to 18th, and Democrat August 19th to 22. Why? I mean, there's no reason to have them, unless something happens, which is possible. Biden's going downhill so fast that he's not a lock, as I said. But if things stay the same, why? Nobody's going to watch him. There's no reason to have him. I think Trump's going to announce his VP sooner rather than later. I mean, it's possible he might hold it over to the camp convention, but I don't think so. Now, I have said this and said this and said this. I believe it is a gut feeling of mine that there will be an event or events with an S that will change the complexion of this race. I don't know what it is. It's in my bones here. Okay, and that's the memo.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, so Joe Biden's in Pittsburgh doing, you know, raising money and getting the unions and telling everybody everything's great. Okay, that's what he does most of the time now. New poll from The Economist magazine, left-wing magazine. 1,795 American adults, not registered voters, not likely voters, adults, which means that the polling pool is not as intelligent as it could be. First question, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump? Favorable, 43, pretty high number there. Unfavorable, 54. How about Joe Biden? Favorable, 38, 5 points lower than Trump. Unfavorable, 59, 5 points higher. That's interesting. Final question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling his job as president? Approved, 37%. That's Jimmy Carter territory. Disapproved, 59%. And that is from a left-wing organization, The Economist. All right, Trump trial was off today. As you may know, 7 out of the 12 jurors have been selected. Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. Just think back. Okay, so on the first go-around, no trial, just the judge, a woman named E. Jean Carroll was awarded $83 million for I don't even know what it was. Nobody really knows what it was because there was no witness in her, but she said Trump did something to her. He gets $83 million. Okay, on the second go-around, which was the business trial, civil action by the state of New York, Trump is ordered to pay about $500 million. Come on. This is insane. Never happened. Unprecedented. And so, okay, everybody knows what this is. If I go to Iran tomorrow, I'm not going to get a fair trial. Do we all have it? So Trump's not going to get a fair trial in this hush money thing. There's no way. The judge is a left-wing guy. Manhattan hates Trump. You know, they got 7 jurors. Where do those jurors come from? I don't know. So that's all I can say about this trial. It's just he's not going to get a fair trial. What the Trump lawyers are doing is they're just accumulating all of this and they'll take it into the federal system on appeal. That's what's going to happen. All right. Another poll, AP, about the New York criminal case, the hush money case. And I still don't understand what the felony charges, the 34 felony charges. What are they? I don't know. You know, and I'm on it. It's something to do with fraud in the election. I don't know. Anyway, AP poll, 1,204 adults, again, not voters, not likely voters, so low pool here. Do you think Donald Trump has done something illegal in the hush money case? Yes, 35%, not illegal, 31%, didn't do anything wrong, 14, don't know, 19. So the public is not convinced that this is even worthy to go forward. How confident are you that Donald Trump will be treated fairly in New York State? Confident 31%. Those are the hardcore Trump haters. And not confident 44%. All right, there you go. That is an Associated Press, another left-wing organization. But they can't really cook the books that much. You know, if they're going to make the phone calls, they kind of have to do that. All right, more campaign stuff. Billionaire George Soros. Love him, right? We love George. 93 years old. Has pumped in so far $60 million to Democrat political action committees. Now, this is not as much as he did 2 years ago, $125 million in the midterm elections. So he'll bump that up. So he is the main driver of money to the Democrats. The main driver of money to the Republicans is a PAC I never even heard of. It's called Empower Parents. They've donated $82 million. And I assume most of that money is going to Republicans. So we'll look at Empower Parents Political Action Committee. I'll have a report on it tomorrow, signaling my producers now. We'll tell you what this is. That's big money. And I never even heard of it, so we'll get it to you tomorrow. OAN, conservative TV outfit. I can't get it here in New York. I don't know whether you can. It doesn't have much viewership. It has settled a lawsuit against Smartmatic, which is a smaller voting machine company based in Los Angeles. They sued OAN for the phony, the voting machines were rigged. Okay, this is the same thing, but Dominion is the big one. That's Fox had to pay almost $1 billion to Dominion. OAN settled with Smartmatic, but we don't know how much. I'm thinking about $15 million maybe in that range. Not a big number, but OAN is a small operation. Now, Smartmatic has lawsuits against Newsmax and Fox pending. And so does Dominion against Newsmax. And the Newsmax-Dominion thing is set for September. That could put Newsmax out of business. I don't know what their insurance is, but they're going to lose. Newsmax is going to lose, just like Fox lost. It's not as clear cut because they had one guy on Newsmax who was banging the drum that this phony voting machine thing was bogus. And he's an on-air guy. I think his name is Sellers. So they have that, where they didn't have anybody at Fox saying that. So it's not as slam dunkish for Dominion against Newsmax, but I still think overwhelmingly Newsmax embraced that conspiracy theory and they'll lose. And Newsmax doesn't have a lot of money, unlike Fox. And then Smartmatic comes up against Newsmax too, and Fox. Fox will settle with Smartmatic. I mean, there's no doubt. They're not going to haul their executives in. So Smartmatic is going to do pretty well. I don't know what Newsmax will do. All right, so that's that. We are all witnessing history, and most of us don't even know it. Important history. So the media in America on television is disintegrating, all of it, all of it. So you hearken back to the days of All in the Family, Mary Tyler Moore, Bonanza, even earlier than that, Magnum PI, you know, on and on and on and on. Now, if a television show in prime time gets 5 million viewers, that's a hit. If a newscast in prime time gets 2 million viewers, that's a hit. and you don't get any viewers, Americans aged 25 to 54. They're gone, vanished into the world of cyberspace and social media, and they're not coming back. And the reason that we are watching this, and again, most people don't even know this. The reason is that, number one, the news presentations, generally speaking, are so boring, it's impossible for younger people to watch them. It's impossible. That's how boring they are, okay? The entertainment is so politically correct and woke, with one exception, Blue Bloods on CBS. Okay, that is the best show on television by far. That's the only show that I watch. I don't even watch 60 Minutes anymore, because I don't know who these people are, and they're droning on and on. They don't get to the point. I mean, Wallace and Safer and those guys, they were really good. These people are professional on 60 Minutes, but they're not drawing me in. I'm sorry. Anyway, if you are a television watcher, network television, you know the difference. You've seen the deterioration, and it's continuing now. Now they have an island that you go to where they have a deal or no deal on the island. Whatever garbage they're throwing out is meant for people who have no ability to think. It's people singing songs. These people like this. All right. And the news presentations, as I said, are so stupefyingly dull and in many cases dishonest that intelligent people are going, I don't know how to watch this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so our go-to media guy is named Bernie Goldberg. Okay, you may have heard about Bernie. He wrote a book way back after he left CBS News called Bias. And he was the first one, even before me, to really pinpoint the trend in American newsrooms on television to the left. And he documented it because he was at CBS News since U.S. Grant was president. I mean, Bernie has been around. And so he knew what it was in the beginning and then what it turned into. Now, he wrote Bias, huge bestseller, after he left CBS. But before he left it, CBS News, he wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal pretty much saying that, and then took that article and turned it into a book. After he wrote the article in the Wall Street Journal, Dan Rather targeted Bernie Goldberg. And I know that because I work for Rather. I was there when Bernie was there. And Bernie was a much bigger star at CBS than I was, which was grossly unfair. But I know that. And Rather targeted Goldberg, and Goldberg was frozen out and had to leave the company. Now we have a similar situation at a lower level, NPR. So there's a guy, Uri Berliner, an executive, who basically came out and said, NPR is left and doesn't cover the news responsibly. Here is Uri's quote. An open-minded spirit no longer exists within NPR. And now, predictably, we don't have an audience that reflects America. That wouldn't be a problem for an openly polemical news outlet serving a niche audience. But for NPR, which purports to consider all things, it's devastating both for its journalism and business model, unquote. Well, for writing that, Uri got suspended, and today he quit NPR. Joining us now from North Carolina is the aforementioned media expert, Bernard Goldberg. How about that for a lead? Pretty good?
You got it all right, and you're one of the few people who's reporting on Uri Berliner who actually remembered that in 1996, I did what he did in 2024.
Exactly. There was no difference. And Berliner, like you, was personally offended because he thought it was unfair. He thinks exactly. It's unfair, right?
Exactly.
So after all this time, the left-wing media has gotten way more left than it was when you and I were at CBS News, I believe, and way more intolerant. Well, I don't know about that, because you were iced. And that must have really been difficult for you, right?
Well, I was iced in a social way more than a journalistic way, rather didn't want any part of me. You're right about that. But I had friends who didn't want to be seen within the same zip code as me, because that might get word back to Dan Rather, and who knows what might happen then. But I didn't get suspended. I didn't get fired. And I think one of the reasons is Michael Jordan came to my defense. Not that Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was the CEO of Westinghouse, the company that owned CBS at the time. And he gave an interview to a magazine in which he said, I understand what Bernie Goldberg said, and he's gone to something. And I think that saved me from being suspended or worse at CBS. And
then years after you wrote the journal article, did you leave? I mean, you were a star at CBS. They were giving you all good assignments.
Because 60 Minutes 2 came along. And while some people in the front office said, this is a quote, it's a no-brainer that Bernie should be on that show, because Rather was the chief correspondent on that show, I got iced out of that show and I said, I've had enough of this crap. And I called and I quit. That was it.
Was that a wise move in hindsight?
That's a very interesting question. In hindsight, the best move I've ever made, because I wound up on your show. I wrote 5 books. None of that would have happened if I didn't quit. I would have been at CBS, and then they would have dumped me like they dumped a whole bunch of other people. And I don't know where I'd be today.
All right.
I took a chance when I quit. I took a huge chance, but it was the best move I ever made.
Okay. I'm glad it worked out. Now, one more thing on this, and then we'll go into ABC News. It's possible that people didn't want to be seen with you because you're you. Cheap shot alert. I've had dinner with Goldberg. I know he has trouble with the fork. Okay, let's go to ABC News. So that's CBS News and NPR. Now we're over at ABC. ABC News runs The View. It's incredible. But ABC News is in charge of The View, not ABC Entertainment. If it were entertainment, I'd have no beef at all. I wouldn't care what they did. But with news, it's a little bit different. So the ladies on The View are all rooting for a criminal conviction for Donald Trump. They're rooting. Roll the tape.
They are never going to find someone that doesn't know about the former twice impeached loser president, right? They're never going to find that. But what I did find also interesting about my Super Bowl is that the legal teams will be checking the jurors' social media profiles to see if they can assess the truthfulness and intention of what they said during voir dire, which is their questioning. And I think that's really, really important, because if you start liking Trump's and you follow Trump's stuff on social media, are you going to, can you be impartial?
Can you be impartial? Yeah, but the others, it's okay if you hate her. But when she refers to Super Bowl, she means Ms. Hostin does. And I gave Ms. Hostin her start on television, by the way, and I like her as a person. Her Super Bowl is a Trump conviction. So my question to you, Goldberg, is this. How can ABC News run this operation and then tell the American people it's fair?
I don't know. But the only thing I could conjecture from this is that it is a successful show in terms of daytime ratings. They pay their people, Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and the others, millions and millions of dollars. So they must be making a lot of money, the show. And they maybe that money is used to finance other things at ABC News. Maybe that money is used to finance coverage of the war in Ukraine and the war in Gaza. But I worked for CBS News when Walter Cronkite was the anchor, and then later Dan Rather. And I can't imagine, and I don't think, well, I'll let you speak for yourself, Bill, but I can't imagine that CBS News allowing a show like that to be part of CBS News.
It besmirches the operation.
Exactly.
When I was working for Peter Jennings, Jennings would have never, ever, and Jennings was powerful, ever allowed that in a million years. And then you have George Stephanopoulos, who is deemed the top news correspondent at ABC News, when he is obviously a Democratic activist. I mean, so I think we can both conclude that all standards of fairness have collapsed at the network level. Would that be fair to say?
Well, all standards of fairness. I mean, they've been liberal, they are liberal, and they will continue to be liberal. That much, I'll go that far. But as far as The View is concerned, it's got to be, nobody thinks of The View as part of ABC News.
Right, it is.
Don't think of it in those terms. But it should never, ever happen. It shouldn't happen.
And people should know only 2 million, a little more than 2 million people a day watch the program. It's nothing. It's infinitesimal. Let's go to CNN. We'll wrap this up.
But
so CNN thought that a new program. What was that?
It must be making some money.
It makes a little money because they just sit around on a stage and it doesn't have a big overhead, but it's not well watched in comparison to what used to be on. Okay, CNN. So they hired Gayle King, who is a CBS correspondent and anchors the CBS Morning News, and they hired Charles Barkley, who's a basketball analyst. They put them together. This is CNN, 6 months ago, hoping that one show out of all of their shows could break out and attract attention and an audience. It failed dismally. The show was canceled yesterday. Okay, I know most of my viewers have never seen the show on CNN. Here's a clip.
Charles, wait, you believe in aliens?
No.
You don't?
Because I haven't seen one.
I presume
you can know something is true even if you haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Well, did somebody else?
That's a good point, Neil.
Wait, first of all, that's not a good point.
It is, because you are not the measure of what is true in the world.
Well, somebody else would have told me.
Charles, I'm knocking on your door.
When they say take me to your leader, they're going to come to you?
No, I just want to say this. What? I told you it was an honor and a privilege to meet you. Okay. But if we had a person coming out here who met an alien, we wouldn't have you on the show.
Okay, so it was a fairly entertaining situation. And Barkley, the matchup with Ms. King, who's cautious, very cautious, with Barkley's a bomb thrower, that wasn't the best matchup. You need somebody to go after Barkley to provoke him, and that's how you get ratings. But I'm going to submit that whatever CNN puts on will fail because its brand is so damaged. And it's damaged because of their presidential coverage of Donald Trump. It's shot and it's not coming back. Do you disagree?
You know, I've been thinking about this. You know, in just about every town, there's a restaurant that closes after a while. And in that same, very same location, another restaurant comes in and that fails. And then a third restaurant comes into the very same location and that one goes under. CNN is like a bad location. It just doesn't, it isn't hot like MSNBC with its outlandish progressive views. It isn't conservative like Fox. It's sort of like old-fashioned liberal. And in the United States of entertainment, old-fashioned liberal doesn't cut it anymore. And you're onto something, certainly, with your analysis that they went after Donald Trump during the presidential election. Nobody is surprised when MSNBC does that. Nobody is surprised when Fox fawns over Donald Trump. That's expected. CNN was sort of in the middle. It was always liberal, but it was in the middle. And when it went all in against Donald Trump, that did not help the brand. That became the location, like the bad restaurants, that became the location where almost nothing works anymore.
All right, good analysis. Bernie Goldberg, make him happy. Now, I'm making a humanitarian appeal now, so let me do it.
Humanitarian.
Make Bernard Goldberg happy. I don't think that's too much to ask. He just gave us a good 7 minutes, right? Make him happy. And it's very easy to do that. You go to BernardGoldberg.com and he's happy. So let's all do that in response to Goldberg's appearance today. Does that make sense to everybody? Yes, it does. All right, Goldberg, we'll see you soon. Thanks for the good segment. We appreciate it. Joe Biden's loan cancellation will cost the U.S. taxpayer, that's me and you, $560 billion. That's what it's adding, $560 billion. Now, I don't want letters from you. The Supreme Court ruled he can't cancel student debt from private banks and private lending institutions. But if you borrowed from the government, he can cancel them. Now, that figure I gave you comes from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, probably the best business school in the country, all right? $560 billion. That's what the vote-buying thing, and that's what this is, buying votes costs the taxpayer. Department of Homeland Security monitoring more than 600,000 aliens with criminal records. They're all here. 600,000 migrants, criminal records in their home countries and here. And the authorities have to watch them. This is data from the House Oversight Committee. It's just unbelievable. In Tarrant County, which is the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there are currently 264 illegal migrants in jail. 8 face counts of murder. 38 assault with a deadly weapon. 5 sexual assault. 2 child porn. 1 intoxicated homicide. Just in Tarrant County, Texas. Okay, Denver. Used to work there, KMGH-TV. Loved it. I think outside of, I'm a hometown New York guy, Boston, second home, Denver's third home. Loved it. Now, it's a crazy blue state because Denver is crazy blue. So the mayor, Mike Johnston, he's telling Denverites, we're going to spend $8 million, okay, more on migrants in addition to the $68 million we have already spent, bringing it up to $76 million in the city budget, and we're cutting $8 million from the police budget. So the cops, blank you, cutting your budget, giving it to the migrants. Denver, Mike Johnson. Madness. More madness. Florida. Ron DeSantis finally wising up down there. He's got a new law that says you can't ban books. Unlimited. All right, so as we have reported, Escambia County in the Panhandle pulled Killing Reagan. And we still can't figure out if Killing Reagan is back in the school library for no reason at all. There's nothing objectionable in that book unless you object to the truth. Killing Reagan. Out. So we raise a little hell. So now DeSantis says, you know what? We're passing another law that limits the amount of book that any school district can take out. Florida is responsible for 72% of all banned books in the United States. Got to get a handle on it, Governor. We'll tell you, we'll have an update on Killing Reagan tomorrow. We called them, but all right, eggs. Do you eat eggs? Americans love eggs, okay? So the average American eats 280 eggs a year. I don't eat that many. And it, now we thought over the last 20 years or so that eggs were bad for us. But now they're not. They're not bad now. According to a study out of the University of Rhode Island, you can eat them every day. You don't need to eat egg whites. You eat eggs. Now, be careful. Don't OD on eggs. 280 eggs a person? I eat eggs twice a week. That's it. Okay? Because you don't want to load up on stuff. One study says this, one study says that. The American Heart Association, I trust them, say that eggs can be included as part of a heart-healthy diet. But you don't want to eat them every day. Stay in history, April 17, 1969, a jury in L.A. convicted Saran Saran of assassinating Robert F. Kennedy 55 years ago today. The evidence was overwhelming that Saran did it. Didn't stop the conspiracy people. You make money on conspiracies, so they don't think Saran did it or the CIA helped him or whatever. That's all bunk. All right, Saran Saran, Palestinian, hated RFK because RFK supported Israel, shot him dead in a restaurant, wounded five other people. Saran Saran remains in prison at the Donovan Correctional Facility near San Diego. He is 80 years old. He should never get out. Stay in history. All right, mail. Final thought. Right back. Let's go to the mail. We got Stephen Kornreich, Camas, Utah. Bill, there's only one reason why folks are still voting for Biden. Donald Trump. It's that simple. There's that anti-Trump sentiment is still strong. I agree. The captain, who is one of our leading concierge members, writes, would you rather have four more years of drama or another four more years of Biden? You think these last four have been bad? You ain't seen nothing yet. Okay. So if Biden gets reelected, whew. Anna, concierge member. Bill, I have a question. Do you think Joe Biden is an old fool or a diabolical crook? I would come down on the old fool rather than a diabolical crook, but I think he's a corrupt man in many ways. I do think he's corrupt. And in my new book, my upcoming book, Confronting the Presidents, you know, we'll put him in that category. I'll put him in that category. Alfred Bales, Paris, California. O'Reilly, you've said that Donald Trump is not a populist, not a Republican. That's true. Okay. What other presidents are in that category? Andrew Jackson, not a standard Democrat, a populist. Teddy Roosevelt, not a standard Republican, a populist. Those two are the main ones. Cynthia Klein, Rialto, California. Bill, I've been a fan of yours for years. Love the Killing books. Rereading Killing Jesus right now. What is happening to New York City tourism? My husband and I will not go there unless the crime is fixed. I don't have data on it yet. But New York City's reputation and its image have really been battered. But I don't have the tourism stats. Remember, New York City is an international financial destination. It's not just some place you go for fun. Business is huge. Jürgen Wiesner, Victor Harbor, South Australia. Hey, Bill, we appreciate your thoughts on personal comfort zones and their dangers. I thank God for my wife, who regularly encourages me out of mine. You know, that's a key, and I didn't say that. I'm going to write a column on comfort zones. But if you have a trusted partner or children or whatever who can kind of get you out of that comfort zone when necessary, boy, that's a big asset, Jürgen. Thank you for watching Down Under. Frank Caracco, West Caldwell, New Jersey. Love the No Spin News. What are your thoughts about the U.S. knowing that Iran would strike Israel? Everybody knew. All the intelligence agencies knew that Iran was preparing to strike Israel. But it's not any conspiracy or anything. It's the intel agencies monitor Iran every second of every day. Ron Ramsdale, Minneapolis. Welcome back to the U.S., O'Reilly. I want to extend my sincere thanks and appreciation of all your hard work. I know you could easily retire and do more traveling and fun things, but you don't. Look, we're doing positive things here, and that's what drives me right now. Sean Whalen, and I appreciate the kind words, Ron. Thank you very much. Sean Whalen, Pineville, North Carolina, concierge member. Last week, when your Not Woke mugs came out, I ordered one right away. I was happy to see that mug. I will get the Self-Reliance mug shortly. Well, again, I have a message of the day, all right, about why we're doing these mugs. And it's important to send a message to people who just are clueless. So there they are, Not Woke and Self-Reliance. Great gifts for mom and dad on their days coming up. Okay, so we went over the confronting the presence. We went over the mugs. We have a book bundle, a killing book bundle for mom and dad's days. And we don't want you to be bovine, B-O-V-I-N-E, when writing to me, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town. Bovine, easy word. Nobody knows what it means. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. As you may know, I run three corporations, which means I got people working for me, and we have to negotiate deals with vendors, and we have to do all kinds of things. So I have business people to do that, but I have to sign off on all the deals. And one of the things that I bring into all negotiations is compassion. Everybody's different. Every circumstance is different. And we try to find out, you know, the people that we're dealing with, what they are going through. Now, most business people, it's just business, okay? Remember the scene in The Godfather, Tom Hagen, Robert DeBell? Business not personal, sonny. To me, it's personal. So I feel as a Christian, I have an obligation to bring compassion to my business. Now, that doesn't mean I'm a namby-pamby, great word, all right? I'm not. You screw up, I'm on it. But in your life, whether you're a business person or personal person, compassion should be up there, particularly if you're a judgmental person like I am. Compassion is a main theme of the New Testament. Thank you for watching and listening to the New Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.